This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Plan Commission will give the Red Earth Building Project a second look today. The Red Earth Project is a multifamily housing development near Lake Butamore. Originally, plans called for 4 units at 4 stories each. The city council, though, approved the project with only 3-story units. Red Earth says that means less apartment units, and it makes the project financially unfeasible. The plan commission will send the project back to the city council for their December 12th meeting. For the first time in 18 years, Oshkosh police squad cars have a brand new look. The new design includes the word City of Oshkosh for the very first time ever. The new look will apply to all new squad cars added to the fleet from here. EAA has confirmed their dates for Air Venture for the next 4 years. Next summer is July 22nd through the 28th. In 2025, July 21st through the 27th. For 2026, July 20th through the 26th. And in 2027, July 26th through August the 1st. Last year, better than 670,000 people attended EAA's Air Venture. Page 2, more work for Oshkosh Defense, a $160 million order for U.S. allies. The JLTVs will be sent on to Romania, Mongolia, and other allied forces around the world. The annual Celebration of Lights is set to go. The display has been moved this year to EAA due to road construction and that archaeological dig in Menominee Park. Celebration of Lights will open up on Friday night. Developers have until December 21st at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to bid on the Washington School site. The school district has apparently decided to name the winner in mid-January. Washington School is being replaced by Menominee School. And as many people are hitting the road for the Thanksgiving holiday, gasoline prices are down to less than $3 a gallon in Oshkosh. Stations average around $2.97 per gallon. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd closes out their homestand tonight at the arena. They're looking for their 4th win in a row. And high school boys basketball starts on Friday night for Oshkosh West. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great Thanksgiving.